We're talking about dogs today, your pets, really. National Puppy Day is coming up on March 23rd, but joining us this morning to talk about an interesting survey and how to help your dog who maybe is missing you now that you've returned back to work, Tom Davis, international dog trainer, with us this morning. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are doing just fine. Ready to talk a little bit about our puppies, our dogs. There really was an increase in, I guess, pet adoption somewhat during the pandemic. People were at home and they thought, good time to get a pet. So that's a positive thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. As long as people understand, you know, all the responsibilities that dog owners have to do, especially as we transition back into reality.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. They thought, now, okay, I'm home, I have the pet kind of at my, you know, beck and call, so to speak. What's the pet feeling now that you've kind of gone back to work and your pet is at home? What's happening when we're not there?
Yeah, I think the first thing is what the heck is going on? Where did my family go? We just spent 2 years working from home on the couch, binging Netflix series. And, you know, one interesting poll about that WAG did is 41% of dog owners actually said that they would miss their dogs just as much, if not more, than their significant other, which is very interesting.
Well, it shows the bond that we have with our pets, that unconditional love that we feel, or the companionship, or just that, you know, funny little distraction that they provide for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like I said, you know, it's interesting, as a world, we kind of went through the pandemic trying to figure things out. And our dogs, I think our bond even got better, and I think it got even stronger. So as we transition into the reality of going back to work or going back into the office, maybe the kids are, you know, also going back to school full time, being in college and things like that. I think the dogs are sitting at home trying to figure out, hey, you know, where'd everyone go and what am I supposed to be doing all day?
What tips can you give us to making sure that it's a smooth transition, or what things should we be doing on a regular basis to kind of train our dog or get our dog to be as the obedient dog that we want?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing as a professional that I find the number one thing that every dog needs and loves is exercise and structure. And that's one thing that with the pandemic, without the pandemic, is something that they absolutely need and crave, and it'll help, you know, your mental health as a human being going out and exercising and going for a walk, and of course it'll help the dog as well. But I think training is also very, very important as well, making sure that the dog has some sort of leadership, has some sort of job to do.
Tom, when you mention structure, are we talking about a day-to-day routine? What are you looking at?
Yeah, definitely. Dogs love that routine. They love waking up, and you might know this, having dogs, and people out there listening having dogs, is, you know, first thing in the morning they may be sitting there waiting at the door, and they're ready to go out, or they're ready to put their leash on and go for a walk, or maybe they're, when they come back, they may be then sitting at the dinner or the dish for their food or their breakfast. So keeping that routine as you transition into the real world is exactly what we're talking about here. And there's all sorts of different services out there. Even the company WAG, who provided the survey that we're talking about, has great resources on wagwalking.com to have somebody actually come into your home and help that transition as you go back to work. Somebody can come and actually walk your dog on that same routine.
I guess that's another one of those things we got to make sure, you know, and how do we trust somebody who can do that? But there's obviously, as you mentioned, folks that kind of have that sort of as part of it. As a dog pet owner, what are some of the things we should also keep up as far as, you know, the health of our pets these days?
Yeah, well, I think going back to what you were saying, I'm the same way. I care about my dogs. Yeah, I'm part of this survey, right? Just as much as I do my family and my significant other. And just as a reminder and something to follow up with that is WAG does a very intense background check for anybody that they work with on their app. And I think the health comes right back down to, again, having that structure, having that exercise, having that routine, making sure that, you know, dogs get into a routine just as much as we do. We wake up, we maybe have coffee, we do one thing, and then we go into work. And again, having that mental stability for the dogs to stay in that routine is the most important thing, followed with physical exercise.
And what about getting instruction for training? What's the best advice on doing that? Just read a manual, look at a YouTube video, getting a private instructor. What's your thoughts on some of that sort of thing?
Well, my biggest advice for anybody out there that has a dog, has a puppy, as we embark on National Puppy Day next week, is to just do training immediately. So you can reach out to your local resources like training. I have quite a big YouTube channel myself that goes over tutorials. But I think one mistake that people make, guys, is not training early enough. People think that they want to wait until the dog's a year, unfortunately, some people wait until there's a problem to start training. So regardless of what you're going to do with training or how you're going to do it, you just need to start as soon as you can to get the ball rolling.
What's your favorite dog? Do you have a breed that you like the most, or what are the ones that sort of really melt your heart?
Yeah, I do. And I work with a vast array of dogs. I work with dogs, you know, that have some behavioral quirks. And I have a no bad dog saying, you know, not every dog is bad. It's just bad leadership, bad ownership. To police dogs, to military dogs, to pet dogs. And one of my most favorite breeds to work with myself is the Labrador Retriever and the Pit Bull. Those are my two favorite breeds to work with.
What is it about those breeds that you find fascinating or responsive or something? Just what their willingness to listen?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And that's exactly right, is their willingness to listen and their willingness to work. When they get up in the morning, just like most dogs, they're looking at you like, hey, what can I do for you? And I've just found over the years of doing this, they are the most responsive, loyal breeds conditionally that I've been working with.
Right. And a lot of people are finding out when you adopt a pet, it's the pet's lifetime. You're going to have it. You know, you sadly say sometimes people are the ones where they can't have it anymore. They have to turn them back in, find a shelter or whatnot. But I guess that's another thing to remind people, is if they're adopting a pet, that, you know, that's quite a commitment.
Yeah. Again, going back to the survey that WAG did, a staggering 93% said that being a dog parent has provided them with mental health support. But even bigger than that, or just as big, is 87% didn't know the financial costs that go into dog ownership. So make sure that when you are adopting a dog or you're getting a puppy, that you're prepared to do the services like the dog walking and the training, to make sure that, just like with people, I mean, we go to school starting off at kindergarten all the way up into advanced courses in college, almost a quarter of our life. So just make sure that you have enough time and you have the finances to make sure that you can prepare yourself properly for the dog coming in.
Absolutely. I know the vet bills change a little bit, and we're getting, for here in Northeast Ohio, that summer season where we've got to deal with the fleas and ticks and heartworm and make sure our dogs are healthy as best as possible. Hey, Tom, if people want to find out more of what we talked about today, get some good advice, and maybe start training their dog, where's a good place for that?
Well, you know, like we talked about in the survey, there's different things like the dog walking that we spoke about, and even pet insurance now coming out. And wagwalking.com is a great resource for people to go and check out. They're the people who actually conducted the survey that we spoke about.
Right. Who knew dogs could be such big TikTok stars, though, these days? It seems like every place I look, it's fun to watch the different experiences that people have, which sort of shows that your unique experience with your dog has happened to that other person as well somewhere along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Tom Davis joining us, international dog trainer. Again, wagwalking.com, the location that he had information for some of those different things.